Chandu, the magician. Now here's good news. Chandu brings back, by popular demand, his thrilling magic trick, the trick that changes pennies into dimes. Once again, Chandu will send you his Assyrian money changer for just 25 cents and the box top from a package of White King soap or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers. Listen. From your pocket, you take a penny. You lay it on the table. Cover it with the mystic ruby block, the money-changing block. Now utter the magic word, so-coot. Then remove the block, and the copper penny has changed to a silver dime. Remember, it's fun to watch a magician. It's more fun to be one. So send 25 cents in coin, together with a White King soap box top, or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And you'll receive your Assyrian money changer postpaid. Print your name plainly. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Late in the breathless tropic night, Robert Regent has returned from his exhausting trip into the heart of the Siamese jungle. And Frank Chandler learns that the pagan tribal chief has decreed that Dorothy must die to avenge the killing of a temple priest. A moment later, the two men hear in the distance the ominous jungle drums. Alarmed, Chandler discovers the absence of Bob and Betty from the bungalow. After searching the nearby jungle paths, Chandler and Regent return to the clearing. In the darkness, Chandler sees two silent, shadowy figures seated before the great carved doors of the pagan temple. Sending Regent back to the bungalow, Chandler runs up the steps alone. Chandu, the magician.
What are you doing here?
Is it time to get up? Uncle Frank!
Oh, fine. We went to sleep.
Hurry. Come on.
Oh, dear. How could we go to sleep, Bob? Oh, we've spoiled it all now.
Yeah.
The whole clearing will be swarming with natives any minute now. Hurry. Don't you know enough even yet to keep away from the temple?
We didn't think you'd know about it until it was too late.
What?
Well, I guess we'll have to tell you. I thought if I went in and told those temple men I killed that priest myself, they'd let Mother go.
Betty,
I wasn't going to let her go alone, Uncle Frank. And when we got there, the doors, we couldn't get in.
We heard the drums and we thought everybody'd gone out into the jungle. And they'd be back pretty soon.
They will.
And then we had to go to sleep. What dopes.
I didn't even feel sleepy.
We should have known better than to try it tonight. We haven't had much sleep since they took Mom over there. If we'd caught up on our sleep first...
Listen to me, both of you. Bob?
The whole thing was my idea, Uncle Frank. You can't blame Bob.
Oh, what difference does it make who thought of it? We muffed it, both of us.
I'm not blaming either of you. I know what it took to decide to hand yourselves over to those natives. But you must never do anything like that again.
But look, Uncle Frank...
Don't you suppose I'd have taken your mother's place if those priests would accept anyone else? And so would your father.
We never thought of that.
What is he?
Did Daddy come back from the jungle?
Yes. So worn out he could hardly walk.
I'd better see if he's in his room.
Did he see that head priest, Uncle Frank?
Yes, he did, dear. It was no use.
Oh, isn't there one single thing we can do for Mother?
There'll be something, darling.
But how can you...
Try to believe that. And promise you'll leave it to me.
But even your magic doesn't work anymore.
That's true, Betty. But you ought to know your mother wouldn't let you take her place, even if you could.
I thought she couldn't help it. Uncle Frank, it's so awful.
I know. But we'll find some way to...
Hey, Dad's out like a light. This is sure the night for everybody to pass out. I even shook him, and he never moved.
Well, let him alone, Bob. He'll be all right when he's had some sleep. I suppose you two get some sleep as well. It's almost morning.
You look like you could use some yourself. You'll get to be like Dr. Shaw.
What do you mean, Bob?
He just prowls around all night.
Does he?
Yeah. We saw him out in the veranda just before we went over to the temple.
You did?
What's the matter?
Maybe nothing. He hasn't been in the village all day. I think I'll walk down to his workshop.
Maybe he's thought of something to do for Mother.
If he has, why wouldn't he say so?
I'll talk to him. But don't you two sit up.
But Uncle Sam!
I'll come back and wake you if there's any news. I promise.
Just a moment, Mr. Chandler. I want to have a look at this test tube. It's a very odd reaction, but I'll come back to it later. Now, what were you saying?
You were about to tell me something, Dr. Shaw.
But I've forgotten. It couldn't have been too important.
About your research here, wasn't it?
You're not interested in that, I'm sure. You're not a medical man.
No. But you came here as an agent of the Inner Council. Naturally, we're interested in anything you've discovered about the natives.
I assure you, the council would not approve of my research. Ah, what a field this is, Mr. Chandler.
I'm sure it is. These people know you're a doctor, of course. Do they allow you to prescribe for them?
Oh, no. Mr. Chandler, these natives know secrets that have been lost to science for thousands of years. They know things you would not believe.
So I've heard. What sort of things?
Well, for instance, what do you suppose is back of the imprisonment of your sister? You and I both know there is more to it than meets the eye.
Oh, yes, I know that.
I've been here for years before I gained their confidence. Little by little, they have told me things. If I dared tell you...
You can trust me, Dr. Shaw. In fact, I think I know what you mean.
You know?
Well, I know that the worship of serpents is only, shall we say, symbolic.
You do know?
And that since the beginning of time, the serpent has been the symbol of Satan.
Ah.
You'd begun this study before the council sent you to Siam, hadn't you?
Oh, yes, indeed. No one knows this, Mr. Chandler. But I studied under the greatest authority in the world, in Egypt.
I see.
Tell me, Mr. Chandler, have you ever heard that in the reign of the Ptolemies in ancient Egypt, many a royal household was adorned with a Mongol princess? Have you heard that?
Why, no. Is that true?
Ah, yes, it is indeed. And I know this. Those ancient kings had perfected a method of forcing the Mongols to send their beautiful women to Egypt. They knew the secret of magnetism.
And that's very interesting.
It's the most fascinating study in the world. Magnetism applied to the living.
What's that?
Well, of course I meant animals. Yes. Animals, my dear fellow.
Of course. I wish you'd told me this the day we arrived.
I never really meant to tell you at all.
I realize that now. But I'm glad you have. Knowledge like this shouldn't be kept in the mind of one man.
I meant to finish the business of the council and then disappear. You would then go back and report me missing in the jungle, but I would not be missing. Oh, no. No, indeed. Go back and tell them if you like. No one will believe you, no.
Come now, Dr. Shaw. You know I won't do that. Why, I might even furnish you with a collaborator.
You, Chandler. You yourself.
I meant my sister's husband, Robert Regent.
Robert Regent? Do you think he really would help me with my experiments?
It's possible. He feels indebted to me. And besides...
Think of the tremendous possibilities in the hands of a man who is not afraid to use its power.
Yes, I know.
I'll confess to you... I've actually been experimenting on animals. But I shall soon require subjects of a higher order. You understand, Mr. Chandler?
I thought you must have.
You are astute, my dear fellow. I wonder you have not thought of freeing your sister by...
Dr. Shaw, what do you mean?
Well, I meant nothing.
You startled me. I thought for a moment you were suggesting a bargain. Dorothy might be released in return for a promise to become one of your subjects. But of course you didn't mean that,
no.
Did you?
No, certainly not.
Dr. Shaw, may I ask you a question?
What is it?
Did you ever know a man who calls himself Dimitri?
Dimitri? Do you know him, too?
Quite well.
Impossible.
Why?
No one can know him well.
Even though a man studies with him in Egypt for years?
Even then, Mr. Chandler, you must know he is Prince Dimitri.
Yes?
Have you ever thought he might be the Prince of Darkness?
Ahriman.
Ah, no. I see it has not occurred to you. You look as though you think I am quite mad.
No, not at all. You're as sane as I am. But let's not discuss Dimitri.
No, we must not. I wish you had not mentioned his name. You cannot tell what forces you may evoke. Bracken Skates, what is that?
What, Dr. Shaw?
Don't tell me you cannot hear it.
Oh, yes.
What is it, Chandler? What is it? What do you suppose it can be?
I know what it is.
Tell me. Is it something I have called from the Black Depths? Oh, why did you come here talking of him? How dare you pry from my mind the secrets I have guarded for so long.
Dr. Shaw, be still.
Don't stand there looking in the ears. Get out of this room, or by the black god of the jungle.
Be still, I say.
Get out of here.
For days I've been waiting and listening for that sound. Do you think I'll move when I've heard it at last?
Chandler.
Stay where you are. Don't move. I'm going to get this message.
Stop,
I tell you.
Stop!
You asked for it again, so here it is. Once again, Chandu brings back to you his thrilling magic trick that changes pennies into dimes. Just send a White King soap box top or 3 Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers with a quarter straight to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, and receive your Assyrian money changer by return mail. Listen. Place a penny on a table. Cover it with the mystic ruby block. Utter the magic word, So-coot. Then remove the block. And instead of the penny, there on the table is a silver dime. This Assyrian money changer trick is easy. So easy a child can do it. But it is clever. So clever it is very hard to detect. It is so small you can carry it in your purse or pocket. So much fun it will make you the life of any party. Send for the Assyrian money changer right away. Just mail 25 cents in coin and a White King soap box top or 3 Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. You'll receive your magic trick postpaid. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. Dr. Shaw is played by Robert Griffin. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.